very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Run-Through, where we kiss, where we cry,
talk about all the things that make us kiss, make us cry, and make Adam have an aneurysm live.
I
completely forgot. Like Ashley said, I'm Adam Rippon. I'm here with not Olympic champion Sarah Hughes and Ashley Wagner, who did... for the first time ever on a podcast, diagnose someone with an aneurysm.
Which is amazing because usually I'm diagnosing people with autism.
I know, right. But this time the
so
other
true.
A.
Yeah, the other A. Whoa, you guys, that team event. What the
phenomenal
fuck?
Event.
Unreal event. And I am so happy that this day was a little less... I wouldn't say it was less chaotic on Gold Zone, like on our show, but we definitely, I feel like I was able to see more of the skating itself. So I feel like I watched this event more than I felt like I watched yesterday.
Wait, Sarah, I have a shout out for you.
Wow. Okay, shout out for me.
Okay, so Sarah's producing Gold Zone. She's on the second half of the day, which is going to be most of the figure skating coverage. And day one, it was like figuring out, because it's not just figure skating, even though we all know that's the most important thing going on.
Of course.
But like, she's balancing
in the world.
Figure skating with like a live snowboarding event. And so yesterday it was like, it feels weird to just like have music playing, but have it be quiet and listening to like a hockey game while figure skating is on. And today you managed to like pipe in some of the sound. Like,
yeah.
How did you do that?
Yeah. So I was telling Ashley and I was telling our team yesterday. So basically the way it works is like, we will have a few boxes on the screen so you can watch a few things at once, like everything that's live at one time. And then when something really exciting is happening, we'll put one of the boxes like full screen. But when we're in like, let's say three boxes, we can move around on the boxes and we'll highlight like the box that we're listening to. So we can change the audio tracks as we go. And yeah, on the first day... we did that, and we had it was Diana Davis and Gleb Smolkin's Free Dance completely on silent because we were listening to something else. Mm-hmm. And I felt like it was so strange, and I was talking to everyone about how, like, it's not that the audio isn't additive in other sports, but in figure skating, literally the music is part of your score. It's part of your score because the way you interpret it is part of how you're getting scored. It's part of the timing of the elements. Like, you don't understand why the skater's doing what they're doing completely if you don't hear it.
Right.
And so I was telling this to my team, and I mean, I guess I get some credit for just pointing that out and wondering about what the other possibilities were, but more of our credit goes to the audio team because they figured out how to, like, we would go listen to like hockey, but when we went off of figure skating, we didn't have like the announcers anymore, but you could still hear the music like a little bit underneath.
Yeah,
so
I
if
noticed.
You were watching figure skating, you could still hear it a little bit. And that was way better, I think. Or,
it was
you
so
know,
good.
Tell me
great.
If you're watching Gold Zone, listeners, and you thought it was better or worse, but
also,
I think it was a lot better.
The Gold Zone hosts have been so insanely kind. The Run-Through has gotten a shout out, like,
they're
on the morning
listening.
Shift and the afternoon shift. It's so, they're, I mean, these men are, like, truly the kindest men I've ever worked with. They're so sweet. They give us a shout out every day.
Well, I want to say something about the Run-Through, since we're on it and we're doing it.
Just for here.
Is here in Milan, I've been getting a lot of listeners coming up to me and telling me how they're enjoying the Run-Through and how they enjoyed the summer, the lore series. But there was somebody who came up to me today who said, and this is kind of like the whole point of it, and it made me really happy to hear this, that they had been out of skating for a while and that they used this podcast as sort of like their way back in. And they said that by the time they got here, they felt like they knew about everybody. They felt like they were involved in people's careers. And it made me, and I think it should make you guys feel really good that It was the whole point.
That's why we're doing this. That's so cool.
We want to feel involved in people's careers. Yeah. So we're doing it does that for us too, which is, I think, the best part about it is like it does it maybe for the listeners, but it does it for us at the same time. Like doing this podcast keeps us like feeling involved.
It keeps us young. Invested.
Yeah. It keeps me young.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's talk about it.
Yeah, so
before this gets too indulgent, let's get into it.
Yeah, before this gets too indulgent, subscribe to our Patreon. And now let's talk about the team event.
We have a Patreon. Subscribe to it. We're working so hard.
And we
think
of
it as like buying us a drink. Just buy us a nice coffee or cocktail you choose. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Moving on.
Okay, so do you want me to give the results or you got it? Okay, you got it. Go.
No, I usually I forget.
Do it.
Yeah, I see
I'm excited.
Yeah.
So the overall result of the team event at the figure skating venue in figure skating here in Milan is the United States of America came away with the gold medal. Japan won the silver, and the Italian team here at home came away with the bronze.
Team USA also made some history. They were the first team to repeat back-to-back gold medals. Obviously, like the only remaining. Well, yeah, and that
correct
was having been around since 2014. It feels like all right. This is happening fast. That's awesome. Really big moment for them. Team Italy also huge.
Matteo
first medal in the team event.
Rizzo's free skate
is an Italian hero. Free skate is one of the moments that I will like live in when I think of like some of the most iconic when I think of the most
iconic Olympic
skates. Matteo Rizzo's skate here in Milan is
I'll never forget I'll never forget it. That was just
an amazing moment.
You know when people are like, oh, they really needed to do this for their team. Like, yes, that's true. But it was a moment that also felt completely separate of the team event. It was a moment for him and his career and just like the resilience that his story is all about. Like, we didn't even know if he was going to be here. He didn't even qualify for this until a few weeks ago.
1 month. 1 month.
One
Europeans.
Month ago.
Yeah.
And then to do that on
I will say, too. I want more skaters to lean into the all-out celebration if you have a big moment.
Yes.
Like him doing the knee slide and like screaming at center ice. I was so into that. I was like, yes.
He felt like a soccer star who had just scored a goal. Like,
yes, he did. It was
And it's what we want at the Olympics. And even aside from his own personal moment, the team event, it just isn't inherently about that, because when we got to the men's free skate, the results could have been anything.
Yeah.
The Georgians were in striking distance of the bronze medal. The Japanese were leading the competition. They needed Matteo to skate well, because he had just lost to Nika Agadze at the European Championships.
Yeah.
He needed to beat him.
Wait, but we need to keep this organized, because that is in the middle of all of this action. So we started off with pairs. And
which was an incredible event, by the way.
Oh, my God.
The first skate of the day, Ellie Cam, Danny O'Shea. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I had said it on, I was doing something with USA Today, and I was like, so Team Japan and Team USA kind of cancel each other out with their dance in their pairs. And you know what? I'm going to fucking eat my words, because Ellie and Danny were absolute rock stars today. And you can say they were the sole reason why, not sole, but they were a huge reason why Team USA.
I mean, look, Team USA won by 1 point. So every single skater who skate, like, everybody, they needed every last point. They won
they
by
needed
one
it.
They needed
point.
It.
And like Danny and Ellie could have easily, they beat the Canadians by less than a point. Like they needed every element that they got. And like, I mean, the pressure that they were under, especially like they have like struggled with some of the pair elements, and it, like we saw it happen in the short program, like coming off of that and doing what they did. I unbelievably impressive.
Unbelievable.
So happy for them. They almost beat Sarah Conti and Nicola Machi. They were a point behind.
I know.
Them.
Yeah.
Like
it was, they needed, like we needed that. And they Ellie on the podium tonight crying,
crying.
Ellie needed, like we needed that as a nation to see Ellie Cam sobbing.
She's forever an Olympic gold medalist. She's sobbing for the right reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pairs event was
phenomenal.
Wow.
Really good. Yeah. Really good. One after the other. Nobody below at 134. Like, really good.
How lucky are we? That was great.
Yeah. I mean, the Japanese were just on another level. I mean, if they're skating like this here, they're winning Olympic gold in the pairs event, and there's nobody that's going to come close. They got almost 156.
And I feel good about that.
Me too.
I love those programs. Like, if they skate like that, they're finishing in first, and I'm quite happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not only that, it's like they're running away with it at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her singles elements for me have always been like the ones where she struggles with.
Totally.
Yeah.
And all week in practice, I was talking to the researchers. Shout out to Ting Shui, who I was talking with.
I love Ting.
And Ting was telling me that, like, in the throughout all the practices, that she is solid as a rock.
Yeah.
Never seen her jump like this. No issues. And, I mean, I just wasn't worried about anything that they were going to do tonight.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
That was amazing. They're
so
great.
Yeah. So, to take everybody through, like, the course of the event, so the pairs go, each one seemingly better than the last, just like really great and just great skating all around. And so we went into the women's free skate with the U.S. having a 2-point lead on Japan. Okay.
Yeah.
And then it all staying pretty close for Georgia, Italy, Canada. Although I will say Canada like started to lose some ground, especially since Piper Gillis and Paul Poirier did not do the free dance yesterday.
Yeah.
And then Leah and Trent ended up fifth in the free skate in pairs and did not skate poorly. Like,
it
was a great event. And so they were starting to lose some ground at this point. But Georgia and Italy were still really close, and the U.S. was up by 2 on Japan. And so going into the women's free skate, you have Maddie Skizas, who skated really well other than an opening mistake for Canada.
Yeah. Yes.
But again, they were a little bit out of it. And then Gubanova came back from space to skate
an
incredible
to do a clean program. Gubanova was great tonight.
She was so
good. She was here to fuck shit
Hate
up.
The gloves. Love the girl.
Well,
and you know, Taylor's oldest time.
Yeah, no one's perfect. But tonight she was pretty close to her perfect.
She was
just great.
She was. And so then after that, Lara Naki Gutman came out. It was so fun to hear Jaws music start on Olympic ice. We did have a moment, Ashley and I were talking about on our show, where Ashley was in the studio on our show right before Lara skated. And so I said in our host Andrew's ear, I said, hey, okay, so, well, I said it in both Ashley and Andrew's
ear. She's like giving
ear.
Directions.
Yeah, so I said, we're going to come back. We're gonna have like the skating on behind you in the monitor as Gubanova gets her score. Andrew, just ask Ashley about what's coming up with Lara and Jaws. And here's what I said. This is what I said. I said, Andrew, just ask Ashley about what we should expect from the Italian Lara, who's coming up next. And Ashley, you can tell us about Jaws really quick. And
he
Andrew,
goes,
and to be
Jaws.
Fair, and Andrew goes, what is Jaws?
No context. I mean, fair.
No, without context, it made no sense. And
but he thought we were like talking figure skating lingo, like
yes.
Jaws.
Right,
you know,
the
Jaws.
The Jaws.
Yeah, right. And I was just going so fast, and I knew, obviously, Ashley knew what I was saying when I said, just talk about Jaws. And he's like, what is Jaws? And I was like, the Steven Spielberg movie Jaws. And he was like, oh. So, but anyway, it was really fun to see. It was not her best skate.
No, she had but some... I mean, she just looked nervous.
But like... again... like,
but by not stand- any means bad.
Well, no. And that's the thing. And that's why I said, you know, like we talk about these teams needing every point that they get. Like, even if you don't have your very, very best skate, just fighting through matters so much in the yeah. team event to just get that yep. one extra point. And I, you know, feel like she did that.
She and got then, it. She got
she,
it done.
She did do that. And, you know, it's so fun because there's so many people here who are watching the events who don't know, you know, the players. Yeah. They know, like, the quad god, and that's basically the knowledge that they have coming
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I did love Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang are here. And so before the event started, I was like, you guys, I had to prep them and just be like, you do need to be out on the lookout for Jaws. And they clicked in right away with the movie. So
oh great. Well, okay.
Yeah.
And I then mean, Amber Glenn came up for the US, who
Did you
again
see she was crying?
Similar
before? Well,
before the skate?
Yeah. Okay. So I was watching her skate and the entire event in the USA studio. And so the woman that I was working with, Lindsay, she was like, she's crying. And I was like, what? And then she's like, she was like wiping away. And I didn't see it, but she said she was crying.
I did not see that, but I mean, I'm looking at a bunch of stuff at once.
Yeah, and I'm not about
that.
To call Lindsay a liar because she's a sweetie, but... she looked terrified.
Lindsay is a sweetie, honey. You're not a liar.
You're so, I mean, sweetie sounds so demeaning. She's she's fucking fabulous. But she looked terrified.
I'm going to say this before we talk about it, though. It, like, just like we said about Lara, I'm not going to hold Amber to a different standard than Lara. Like, it's the same thing of, like, you don't have your best skate, but you fight. Like, Amber didn't go yes. down. She nope. didn't, no. like, she, like, doubled out of some combos, but she didn't, like, do big pops where she lost a ton of points. Like, she fought, and it mattered in the end, you know what I mean, to fight through. And she ended up in third. You know what I think? I feel like we saw this with Alyssa seeming a little bit off. We saw this with Ilya seeming a little bit off. Yeah. Obviously, Ellie and Danny in the short program were off. Like, I feel like the American team had the weight of we can win gold this whole
yes.
event. And it really, yeah. It just weighed on them.
I agree.
But you know what? Like, when you think, I think, like, I really think that Maddie and Evan skated so well yesterday and that, like, their mindset was a little bit different of, like,
they're the only ones
this
who have
team
done
event.
This before.
Right. But also their mindset is like, we have something to prove here for the next thing. And with the other skaters, it was almost like, okay, we can get this. Like, we
yeah,
can
we
get this
done. We have to win a gold medal. We have to win the team
right.
a gold medal. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because Ellie and Danny were like, we can't, like, everyone's accounted for us coming in fifth.
Well, and this is Ellie and Danny's realistic chance at any medal at the Olympics.
Yeah.
Right.
You yeah. know? And yeah, so I just felt watching Amber, it just struck me that we've seen so many of the U.S. skaters who haven't been here before. Like, Maddie and Evan were the only ones who seemed not rattled by this team event. And I feel like it's good that they all did this and they were able to come away with a win because the individual event, I feel like, will feel easier. I mean, Ashley, you've told us that the individual event felt easier for you, Adam.
Significantly, yeah.
Yeah.
What about for you, Adam?
I felt like the team event was easier.
Interesting.
I preferred the team event. But it was also like realistically my only shot at a medal. And I feel like when the people who know that this is their shot, like Mateo, like this is his shot.
Right.
That like this was like the moment where you know like I need to do this now. Now is the moment that I have to do this. And when you think of somebody like Alyssa or Amber or even Cowrie tonight, who was amazing but not perfect, they have to do their job today, and they have to, and their "I have to do it now" moment is the individual event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But Amber did look, she was tight. She was stepping out of things. She was tight on everything. She was pretty much. But
she wasn't bad. But so she was not bad by any means. Literally, and a lot of the group was tight.
We said the exact same thing about Alyssa in the short program. So I think, you know, I felt like there probably was like this feeling of like, I have to get second or first in this program. And she ended up getting third. And I feel like she looked really devastated because she was worried about what she had done to the team's chances. But like, I don't think there's any, like, I would describe her skate not that different than I would describe Alyssa's skate on the first day. It's just like she had to hang on for longer. You know what
I mean? Scrappy.
Like,
she was scrappy.
Yeah, she was.
I don't know if either of you got to hear it, though, but she's getting off the ice and her coach, Damon Allen, is like, good job, really proud of you. Something along those lines. And she's like, thanks, I don't want to feel like that in a week.
Yeah, and that's...
Yeah.
Again.
Which I just thought was so real.
She probably won't.
She probably won't. I think it mentally, I would imagine it's really good for her that that skate didn't kick them into second place, because I feel like that would be really bad for her.
Yes.
Just like feeling that. But the fact that they were able to hang on to first, now I feel like she can have this, put it behind her, go take a week, try. I would imagine that the women are training somewhere else and like take a break.
And she was like we all said, she was good. Like, she just got her job done today, and it was, and she had to fight through, and she did.
Yeah.
And, but in practice, she has been looking like insane.
It was
insanely
so interesting,
good.
Her Andrea interview, Andrea's asking her about like, her mental health and all of the stuff that's very important to talk about. But she was like, I've been on fire in practice. And it was my first time ever hearing an athlete describe their practice in that way. Like, I have no like notes, no thoughts about it. I was just like, oh, whoa. I don't think I've ever heard anyone like self-describe themselves in that way. It's like, I've been on fire in practice.
I mean, it's a great way to describe it, because like when I watched her in practice, it was like, damn, like,
yeah, everything I've seen has looked really good except for her practice today. Her practice today freaked me out.
The warm up,
but I'll tell you, right before she skated, she gets out on today, she does a lap, and she does a big ol' fucking waxel.
Yes, that was on TV,
and that she was able to then go, and not perfectly, but she now becomes the what?
She did it.
Second American woman to land a triple axel at the Olympics.
Right after Mari Nagasu. Exactly. Yeah.
So, and there's no more little things in her head of like, I have to do a triple axel at the Olympics. Like, that's all done.
Yeah. I think we'll see a different Amber in a week and some change.
I do too. And I think this was honestly like, this was kind of a like almost good scenario of like, you didn't have your best skate and the team still won and you got it done.
Right. The pressure's off. No, go relax.
Let's
move speaking
on.
Of pressure being on, like, can we just like sing Kaori Sakamoto like the highest of praise, because I mean, she's just an angel.
What is there to say? Like, she
everything
is
and nothing at all. Her skating
skater in the world. We've talked about that before. I think we all feel that way. She's the best skater in the world. She's the best skater at the Olympics. And it's just, I'm so happy that we get to see her four times here.
I know. I've had to explain to so many non-skating people why I'm cheering for her to win. They're like, what do you mean? You don't want Team USA to win? And I'm like, no, it's not that I don't want Team USA to win.
It's not
That's
like
not
that.
It.
Yeah.
It's not like that. It's that Kaori Sakamoto is just like on another level. It's her like swan song Olympics, and she's just a delightful human. Like, you can't help but say like, it'd be really nice if she got the happy
ending. It's just
ending.
Like the dominance that she's been able to have at the World Championships. I mean, aside from her silver medal at last year's World Championships,
she's
to Alyssa Liu,
the quad.
She's dominated the quad, and it's like, I even felt this way about Medvedeva and going into 2018, where it was like, you really wanted to just see her just like end the quad on
highest note.
But I mean, compared to everybody in the world, Kaori is the smoothest. She is the fastest. She is the strongest. It was like a masterclass. And I will say that here in Milan, she tugs at my heartstrings in a way that she really never has before.
Yeah.
And this whole season, I've really liked the material, but it's all, you know, it's like, it feels like I'm seeing the vision exactly the way that, like, they wanted it to be portrayed when they were here specifically at the Olympic Games. And again, this felt like a performance that is a really good, like, first performance of, you know, get them out of the way before the individual event. That being said, that axel toe is something that she's been struggling with throughout the practices.
Yeah. It has been just not on her side.
It feels like a mind thing.
Like, agreed. It's not because she can't do it. She's so capable.
It definitely helps to see the programs in person, I'm sure, Adam. And I also think it's like you, like I found myself at various times this season seeing the vision more when I just remembered, like, it's almost over, you know? And I think that's what really, like, pulls at my heartstrings. Yeah. And speaking of heartstrings, let's go to the men's free skate, because after Kaori Sakamoto won the women's free and Amber got third, the U.S. and Japan went in to the men's free skate tied, which was, I mean, this is, by the way, the most you can ask for as a viewer. Like, this was like
this
high
was prime
drama.
Entertainment.
Oh, I was just, I mean, we were like, this is a gift, you know? And so we already talked about the men who were on the bronze contending teams, how Matteo Rizzo needed to go in and he needed to beat Nika Egadze from Georgia to give Italy to secure the bronze. Nika did not have a great skate and Matteo had a lights out skate like we talked about. And then everything came down to Ilya Malinin versus Shun Sato. And Ilya did an imperfect free skate. I think that's a fair way to describe it. Solid, in many ways, amazing in multiple ways, but imperfect. And
oh my God, the quad, what was it, where he tacked on the triple axel at the end of it? Like the in the
quad,
kind of quad sow triple axel, where he was kind of problem solving. He put himself in a position where he had to put out a couple of fires, but he's so good that he was adaptable and just kind of made it work as he moved through the program. And it's because he's just such an insane athlete.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I think it's like the standard we hold him to where I'm remembering, oh, it wasn't like perfect or whatever. And he really just made like one error, like one larger error where he stepped out of his second quad lutz, which he lost a lot of points on, or so we thought. But then he ended up tacking on that half loop triple sal that he was gonna do on the lutz to the next toe, and he really got a lot of those points back. And so he, you know, I mean, he ended up doing, you know, he ultimately did four clean quads and a fifth not clean, and he, you know, and we're sitting here being like, but it wasn't perfect for him. And so he goes, he gets about a 200 even. And Shun Sato skates the program of a lifetime.
I mean, imagine for Shun, though, it's like he's never gotten a 200 before. You hear that score, you're tied up, and you're like, okay, cool. Well, it comes down to me. That's a score I've never gotten before. And it's not that it's like a completely out of the mix for him. Like, there's a universe where he could get that score, I'm sure, but just
there is.
I will say, though,
with three quads.
Yeah.
Not to take that drama away, but the scores are only in Italian and they're only posted in the arena in a far like thing. So as a skater, you will have no idea.
Oh, is that why all the skaters look so confused? It takes them like 10 minutes.
They don't know until it comes up on the graphic. So when they hear the announcer, it's in Italian. There was a video of when Yuma got his score that Carolina was clapping before any of the Japanese people were clapping in the box, because none of them understood the score and they had to wait for it to show up on the graphic.
That's funny.
Now, Shun Sato.
What the fuck?
He could have gotten over 200.
Yeah.
If like the whole program, this is going amazing, and it just fizzles out in this footwork sequence that was like, Shun, if you performed like the way that you were skating, this could have been a 201. It could have been a 202.
Well, and the judges seemed ready to do it, Adam, because we were watching the GOEs come in on the bug, and we were like, whoa, they're huge. And not that they weren't deserved.
They're ready.
They
were just like, all right, you're giving us this? Absolutely. We see it.
They were ready to reward him.
Yeah. I was ready because I looked. I was like, what was his season's best? It was a 194, probably from the Grand Prix final.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, he easily, we're at the Olympic Games. He's the last skater in this event. He easily, up until that footwork where it's like, he's improved so much and he's still really like developing that like performance side of him. But if he were to blow the roof off in that footwork, he easily could have been like a two, it could have been even closer, but he did not go down without a fight.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I was in the control room and people were all asking me like, okay, like does this guy have a chance? Like when he's coming? And I said, not really. I was kind of like, I don't think so. And then about halfway through the program, I was like, scratch that.
Right.
He does. You know what I mean? Like I was like, no, this is happening right now. Like he's racking up these tech points and his technical score was like incredibly 5 points
off of Ilya's.
When he was done, Ashley, it was like 2 points off, and he lost a couple points on like spin levels and steps
God
levels.
Damn it. It's always
which is
spins.
Such a waste. But like he got almost the same. He was right there. Is my point because
he was right there. He could have done it.
These spin levels. I'm like.
I know, but you know, even like to go back to the footwork, I was sitting up in the booth with Ting and we're watching and it's like, you know, that turn's not going to count. Oh, that one's not going to count. And then we go and we look at the level. It's a level 2 footwork.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just those little things. I mean, he has nothing literally like there is nothing to like no regrets.
No.
Like that. No. Right now, it's just like could.
But you're
like,
sitting there like what could have been. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
But it was a phenomenal night of competition. Everybody showed up. Everybody was amazing. Steven Gogolev really impressed me tonight too.
Yeah.
Both days.
I will say though, I'm just going to I was listening to the commentary and I feel like it really sucks for these athletes when at the top of their program someone's like, "Yeah, this is going to be pretty pedestrian," or like, "This is like really monotone." That sucks. That's so frustrating to hear because I feel like it sets up the viewer to be like, "Oh, this isn't going to be good." When in reality, like, Steven Gogolev did a great job.
Is that what they said? I mean,
yes. I was just like, "Oh, come on. Like, let's set him up." They did great.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't work on figure skating. So
I had to say that because it just like I heard it and it was so frustrating for me because I just want these athletes to be really highlighted for like the great things they're doing.
Yeah.
And that I'm stepping off of my soapbox. The end.
No. And he really was good. Like he was great. Really was good. This is like the best I've ever seen him skate. And he's always been somebody where it's like, you know, he can do all of this stuff. But it just feels like in the last few months, he's
figured out
all of this stuff.
How to do it. Yeah.
I want to say, I think like the thing that warmed my heart so much was they're waiting on the scores. It's this hugely dramatic moment. Shun Sato sitting in the box with his teammates. They know he needs a 200. The score comes up and his teammates all look, they all know what it means, and they all start really cheering really hard for him and like hugging him. And that was, I thought, just so nice because it's like, you know, as a viewer, you know, you're getting built up into this like winner take all, you know what I mean? But it's not really like that at the Olympics. Like it's not zero sum because you like a silver medal is a fucking Olympic silver medal, you know, like that matters, you know,
getting a silver medal at the Olympics And also Team Japan literally did everything they could.
And I think you start to feel like, oh, if they don't win gold, they're going to be so sad. And then he's going to feel so bad and feel so sad. And they were just like so, it was just a really nice moment.
No, they won an
Olympic
medal. It was cool.
That was nice. Yeah.
And truly, Team Japan did every single thing they possibly could done.
They did. I mean,
that's
they
just
won
how
almost
good these teams were.
Every event. Like they won, like, they did
won every
amazing
event. They had
wait,
the capability
that actually
to
is
win,
crazy.
Basically.
Yes.
They won
they did.
Three out of the four events and came in second place.
I mean, if this teaches Team
three
Japan anything.
Three out of the
anything,
four singles, yeah.
Yeah. If this teaches Team Japan anything, it's call Kathy Reed and get that dance
and
program
make her
going.
Well, that's totally. It's the whole difference is that Ellie and Danny were able to stay closer to the Japanese pair than the Japanese dance team was able to stay to Chuck and Bates. That's like the whole ball game. If they figure that out, I mean, this team would be
they'll be a juggernaut.
It's true.
I can't believe the rhythm dance is tomorrow.
I feel sick.
That's why we all need to go to bed. I am trying to not fall asleep on this podcast, and I'm thrilled to be watching the rhythm
I
dance
just
tomorrow.
Can't yeah I can't believe it's like just these back to back to back to back. I'm like, I need a day off from figure skating. Like,
I know, but then
the
also you see
skaters
Maddie
need a
and
day?
Evan you see Maddie and Evan getting their like medals and you're like, go to bed.
Yeah, get out of
I know.
Here
I think they wanted to go to bed.
Here's to going to bed. Here's to Maddie and Evan going to bed. Here's to us going to bed. And here's to all of you, whether you're going to bed or waking up. Thanks for listening.
Thank you
good
for
night.
Listening.
Or good morning.
Ciao.
For now.
Ciao, ciao.
Oh, wait. I need to play the background music.
That's how tired we are.
All right, there is some technical. Just does anyone want to say ciao again?
Yeah. Ciao. Arrivederci.
Just like in the team event. We are getting ready for the individual event.
Exactly. This was my 50% potential.
Yeah, we made it through. Good night, everyone.
Bye.